they say that
the finger's like a carrot, right?
Yeah, that yeah. You can, with the amount of force to bite through a carrot, you can bite through your finger, but your pain will stop you from doing it.
Your brain won't let you.
I've never met anybody who tried it though.
Can you? Okay, but could you imagine like late now in your this man's adult life? What happened to your ear? Oh, I got in a fight with the guy and he bit it off.
He bit my earring out.
They're like, was that guy Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
So anyways, but that is, we sound messed up because that's not to say that, obviously that, but I'm just telling you that some of them are not to deal with. And you know what? They're badass. So
yeah.
Don't mess with them.
That's why I'm saying I don't want to get like taken in, you know? So some of those areas are legit, like super scary the way you would see in like a dramatized movie, where one time I was in the car and I think Quinn was super young. And so she was in the back and I was going to stay in the car with Quinn because she was asleep and Tara was going to go and use the restroom. And then we're going to swap. Mm. She goes in and I immediately see like these three dudes, no shoes, like looking like they, you know, were rolling around in the dirt half the day. They just like, they look at her, they look at each other, and then they walk into the freaking gas station. And so I'm freaking the F out because I'm like, okay, am I going to leave my baby out here? Also, what the hell's happening to her? I got out, I locked the doors, and I followed her in there. I was freaking out. But a lot of those places are like, they're super bad. They're
you
really bad.
Quinn in the car.
What's up? Yeah, so Quinn got left in the car. But
Quinn, if you're, you'll hear this when you're older.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Guys, welcome back. This is Trailer Talk. Today we have Emily. Say hi, Em.
Hi.
We have Miss Matresa.
Hi.
Fresh off plenty of sleep, too.
Oh, yeah.
Griswold the dog.
I'm the happiest person you ever meet for once.
Man, a few words.
He barks all the time.
Mr. Stettler.
I'm always here.
And me.
Yep.
Nick. But Matresa, you seem very excited to tell us
your
story. No,
mine's actually really boring. I just
didn't want to get left out.
Yeah, okay, I just wanted to be a part of the conversation.
What's going on with your week, Matresa? We'd love to hear it.
He still didn't let me talk about that. Wow. I'm sorry.
Talk about what?
The rabbit hole.
Okay, take me down your rabbit hole.
The videos that you get lost
you
on social media.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It didn't let
me
say.
I was saying mine are the
we already heard what yours
okay,
are.
Okay, all right. Fine. Fine. Go ahead.
Mine are like what you eat in a day. Like the what I eat in a day or what I do in a day. Those are my favorite.
You couldn't contain that inside.
She cared that much.
Oh, my gosh.
We needed to get
that
out.
What you eat in a day videos, that's your thing.
And, like, what you do in a day. Yeah, I get really into those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially, like, the bodybuilder ones. I think it's impressive.
Not really.
I wonder who I would actually be interested in what they eat in a day.
I said the bodybuilder ones are insane to watch.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm like, that's crazy.
I get caught up watching, like, Hercules Candy Company, where they're making hard candies all day. Or they make ones with, like, Bluey's face on them. It's crazy. I want to do it. Like
what's Hercules Candy Company?
If I was 60 years old right now and independently wealthy, I would open a candy shop and I would sit in there and make jokes and make candy for kids all day.
Okay.
Put your face on candy.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you got to look them up. Shout out to Hercules Candy Company.
Okay, how was my week, Ben? My week has been great.
back to you in the studio.
What have I... I don't really have anything exciting. This weekend I have a bridal shower. The wedding stuff never ends, as we've learned every week so far. And we're celebrating Thanksgiving very early on Sunday. I'm very excited.
Wait, your Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
It's October.
I know. Well, my grandma's going to Florida for Thanksgiving, so she has to make sure
the
family's
not the direction I thought we were going.
My grandma's going to heaven. Pause.
Yep. Long dramatic pause.
Yeah, no, she's going to Florida.
She'll never finish that puzzle.
Weston's last, but you're fucked up. Weston's last football game is tomorrow night.
Nice. Playoffs?
I'm guessing last.
Did they make the playoffs?
Yep.
Who are they playing? Do you know?
Rosemount. AJ said they're like the best.
They're like the best?
Well, they are number one.
I kind of want to go just to see somebody get stomped a little bit. No offense to West, but.
I think he's okay.
I think we talked about this last time.
It'd be funny.
I'd rather watch somebody dominate and like.
But okay, Emily, how is your week going?
I think she's in charge today.
She does have
more
energy.
My week has been good. I don't know. I feel like the room just got really tense.
We're good.
I was just making sure everyone got to speak, you know?
Yeah. This is just her more dialed up because she got sleep.
Yeah. Let's see. Week started. Went to a pumpkin patch on Saturday after body comp check-ins.
Where?
Yeah, which one?
Oh, White Pine Berry Farms.
Oh, is that outside of Riv?
Yeah. Wisconsin name.
The guy who owns it used to be a professor at River Falls, so Tyler knew of him. So we got to go. Shout out. I think his name is Jeff.
My name is
Jeff. No, I think his name is Greg, actually.
Nice.
Jeff or Greg. Shout out.
Jeff and or Greg.
Gregory.
This week, otherwise, haven't really done much. This upcoming weekend, we're going back to Tyler's hometown, going to do like a Halloween-esque, almost like adult trick-or-treating. You got all these small businesses, and they give you like you can either have a non-alcoholic, an alcoholic drink, and they usually have like a little snack or like a little savory treat.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's or a savory candy. Treat? Like
I don't know. I'm
stick?
Thinking like soup, like a little cup of soup.
That's a treat.
Cup of soup.
It's a treat for me. Yeah.
Okay.
A savory one, Stellar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, I get to go hang out with some friends. We usually have a group of like six or seven of us who go.
Six. Have you have you injured your spouse recently?
Yeah. We talked about this before the podcast, and apparently this isn't a unique experience, but when Tyler yawns, and if I catch him in time, do you mind opening your mouth? You know.
Oh my God.
You push it right in or you fish hook him?
Yep. I usually aim for the top of the mouth.
Oh,
fish
okay.
Kind of tickles.
Give him a little scrape.
It tickles a little bit, and he goes, you know.
All right.
Because I'm a bitch.
wow.
And last night we were getting ready for sleep, and out of the corner of my eye, I'm like on TikTok, and I see him start to yawn, and I make that like last second decision to reach over and, you know, to get him.
Yeah.
And his mouth was actively closing, and I scraped up his like lower gum, and it instantly started bleeding. I felt so bad, and he turns away from me, and he's like, "I'm not mad at you. You're okay." And I'm like, "You're literally turning away from me, so obviously you're pissed off and you hate me."
Yeah.
But other than that, he's fine. He's okay.
My couch.
Yeah, I think you're
off screen. Your couch is vibing.
I'm leaning.
I hope you're. Oh yeah, lean with it, rock with it. If you guys are watching the podcast right now, Stettler is really leaning with it and rocking with it. Maybe popping it.
Maybe.
Stett, how's your week been?
I mean.
Can
I say one more thing?
Yes, of course.
Sorry. I had a couple friends come and paint pumpkins at my house on
Tuesday.
That's
adorable.
Yeah. Shout out Anna and Dalton. Anna said that she watched our trailer talk.
Nice.
That had the one where we talked about Ozempic and furries. So
nice.
She's a real one.
That was a good
go
one.
Go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
Pause and go back.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to talk about the arm length at some point too.
We will talk about arm length.
Because I think that's so funny. Okay. Stellar, how has your week been, man? Talk to us.
I mean, I feel like my week's been pretty good, pretty relaxed. Nick was gone for 2 days, so that normally means the office is quiet and calm. Everybody just actually gets work done, so that's good. Really the highlight is that October weddings are now done for me, unlike Matresa. So
hey, the weddings are done.
We shot three weddings back to back in October, and then we still do have a family photo shoot this weekend. But October is almost done, and it was just a very busy month. But that's really my highlight, is that I'm done and I just get to relax now for November and Halloween. Yeah. What about you?
How's your week been, Nicholas?
How's my week?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I did anything last weekend. Did I do anything?
Body comp.
Okay. That was cool, but that's not what I want to talk about. Let's see here. This morning, I coached the 5-6-7, right?
Yeah.
6-7.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I coached the 5-6-7. So I go to Quick Trip before I come in so I can get an energy drink. And as I'm there, there's a quite sassy black girl that's working the counter.
Yeah.
And let me just paint the picture for you. She's got a massive fro. Like, seriously, like, looks like a mushroom. Like Toad from Mario. And a big old hairnet on it. And she's just giving me, like, she's got, like, on her hip pointed out to the side. And she's giving me this up and down, like, just kind of staring at me, like, real hard. And at first I thought, like, okay, she's checking me out. And I'm like, okay, it's 4 a.m. Slow your roll, girl. You know, like, nothing's going to happen here. I got to go to work. And then she goes, "Can I ask you why you have two hats on your head?" And sometimes when I'm leaving the house, I will put on a hat. And if I want a different hat to work out in, because I don't like sweating in all of them, I'll just toss it on top of my head so I don't forget it. And I wore two hats, one backwards and one forwards, into Quick Trip. and forgot
about
it. She
just thought they were going to be stacked.
Same. That's even worse.
No,
you're thinking she's checking you out.
And
she's like looking at you wondering who the hell this
weird
guy is.
I'm actually really glad that she had like the confidence to ask.
Yeah.
So
that's so funny.
She was a little snarky about it too. I went to leave and she goes, "Well, you enjoy your two hats now."
Nice.
I love
She's
her.
She's baller. Fuck off. Yeah.
Shout out Quick Trip Girl.
Yeah.
He's like, who's this weird ass white guy coming in?
And then the weird
she's
thing
like,
is now
like,
I'm attracted
on
to
hour,
her.
Like seven of my oh, yeah. 8 hour yeah. overnight shift. Like I don't have time for nonsense.
Yeah. She's probably like, I've seen it all now. Yeah.
One of the least weird things she sees at that time.
Probably.
You know?
Probably.
But yeah. Otherwise, I don't know. I haven't had anything crazy happen this week. I feel like there was something fun, but no, nothing like no more tattoos, no more anything else. Fine, let's just move on.
Let's
with
move
life.
On.
Yeah,
we should
what
talk
you got?
About.
Matresa wants to talk about arm
the
length.
Arm
first.
Length.
Oh,
yeah.
No, guys. Hold on. Do that again, and then everybody look at the camera and tell me what else this means from Matresa.
What?
Go ahead.
Come on, Matresa.
And do what?
Do your
what
thing.
You're doing.
Do your elbow thing.
Yeah.
Oh, this.
Yeah, that's. And then I don't know if you know this, but
and
this
then
is,
back up.
This is the Nazi salute that you are also doing.
Okay. Well, anyways, we were measuring our arms yesterday, and in more importance of this, you messed up, man.
well,
but
you thought it too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I think my eyes got a little wide too.
We literally did this.
Oh
yesterday.
Man,
that's crazy. Okay, we were measuring our arm length yesterday, and we came to find out that I got some fucking long arms.
Yep.
You freakish.
Well, okay. She has arms.
Before freakish we get into this, you first off, we noticed a problem with your arms a long time ago because you have basically double jointed elbows, and when
yeah.
you do push ups, it looks like you're about to collapse.
Yep.
Like no building should ever be structured after your arms. That's for sure.
Hey, you know what? I'm unique.
You are. So then, what did we find out yesterday? So first off, we were talking about how much stronger Emily is than you at overhead press, right?
Like, I don't think we talked about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But overhead press. Perhaps.
Yeah, like what did you sure. what did you overhead press yesterday in that workout that was basically a 5-set pyramid?
40 pounds.
40 pounds.
No,
beast.
That's technically 80 though, right?
Well, yes.
And you did
alternating.
It. Did you do it for a 5 each side?
So. I did the peak set, the threes.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 each side, and then shout out Lori and Elise for basically telling me not to be a little bitch, and I did 40 pounds for the set of 5 on each side.
Damn.
Nice. What would you do in that workout? Did you do it? You did it last week.
Yeah, I would do the yellows, be the biggest, which is 26 pounds a piece.
Yeah, so that's almost half the weight.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So we found out that her arms are a full hand length shorter than mine.
I don't even know if the camera would pick it up.
It will.
Right now they're measuring up from shoulder to hand, and Emily's almost a full hand
like
length.
Like my middle finger comes to like right at the bottom of her fingers.
Yeah.
And then should we like bend the elbows?
And you collapse at your elbows.
Yeah. This is really then what we're looking at for the people who can't see on the video or on video, then they bend their elbows. And so it's basically the distance from like your humeral head down to your elbow. And it's
like the full head of the,
and it's
my
what?
Head of the microphone.
It's like the head of the microphone. So a good 3 inches for sure.
Yep.
So we measured up with Nick and mine were mine the same length as yours when we bent at the elbow?
Same length, or maybe yours was even a little bit longer, right?
Yep, correct.
I think. And mind you, Nick is 6'4", and I am 5'7".
Yeah.
And so I measured up with with Wes yesterday, and he's what, like 5'10", but his wingspan's like 6'2". But he does have broad shoulders, so I think he gets lucky with that part. Anyways, I always thought he had extremely like long arms of that aspect, but mine were longer than his when we especially bent to the elbow, and he called me a creature. So
you might
for Halloween.
I bet you have one of the longest upper arms of anybody in the freaking gym.
I have to. Ever since I was little, my dad would always tell me, "You have long arms."
Is that why you're afraid
out.
Of Slenderman? he's your kin.
Oh my god, I'm Slenderman. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You'll have difficulty growing big arms just because of that length, though. Like, it'll be hard for you to press heavy, which make it harder to grow muscle. It's just, I used to kind of think you were being a wimp about your upper body stuff, honestly. And now I understand it better.
No, I'm just, so when I get big arms, you guys will all be like, oh.
Wow. That's
worked
really
her ass
impressive.
Off.
What kind
or
of steroids
she took steroids
taking?
Yeah.
Or that.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll get there. But anyways, I just thought it was interesting to have longer arms than Nick.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's wild. I used to date this girl. I've told you guys this before, that she was 5'11", 6 foot tall, somewhere in that range, and I'm 6'4", and her hip height was the same as mine.
Oh, really?
Oh, yep.
Yeah,
no,
exactly the
that.
Same. And so she was all, I mean, she played volleyball for some, like, Louisiana, some smaller school in Louisiana. But yeah, it was like her torso was just like a midget sitting on top of a couple stilts. You know?
Oh, my
God. I thought
God.
She was hot. So, how you doing, Shel?
That is...
Hope she sees this clip.
Oh, God.
Anyways, all right, let's go somewhere else.
Let's actually get into it. Hey, wait, how did you like the Coke lime?
It's interesting. It's just...
I don't think it tastes anything different than the regular Diet Coke.
You're tweaking.
I also
for
think
sure.
it kind of is not very good. I don't like Diet Coke very much, generally. But the lime.
This almost tastes like less flavorful.
It's just
than a regular
Sprite
Diet Coke.
Thrown into a Diet Coke.
When you
me.
Guys.
Well, sorry, guys. You're welcome.
No, it's okay. Well, thank
you. Oh, you know
what
it was
in.
Clutch,
if
though,
I find
is
the pink
you used
ones,
to
I'll
take a bunch
one.
Of Diet Cokes and then you'd use, what was it, Captain Morgan Limon or whatever. So it was rum that had extra lime in it. It was delicious.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
But if you guys ever go to those machines where you can put like unlimited amount of flavors into like a Coca-Cola or whatever, do you ever do it?
Noodles and Company have those.
Yes.
It's not the flavorings, but it's the ones that you can have all the different kinds of like Diet Coke, cherry, Diet Coke, whatever. Like you're talking about those machines?
Yes. What is not flavoring about that?
I thought you were talking
that would
about
be
the
flavoring,
actual flavor
exactly.
shots.
Oh, like
I thought you were talking
syrup?
About the flavor shot machines, yeah.
Like at a gas station?
I don't, well, like
at a snow cone place.
It's like instead of
you
getting
explained
the
it wrong, Nick.
Instead of getting like the carbonated like soda with it with the syrup, you would just get the syrup.
Mm.
I thought you were talking Quick about Trip. Syrup. Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying.
Huh. I go to Quick Trip a lot. I didn't know that. I never get the sodas. You know, that's how I stay fit.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're thinking of the same thing as me.
Yeah, you and I are on
not the thing where you stick the cup under and the soda goes in.
Okay,
it's like.
Go ahead, keep going. I'm intrigued
here. There's just no, you don't get. So,
you get
the
no
two,
soda.
There's the two streams of liquid. One is the carbonated soda,
yes.
water. One's the flavor. Take out
shot.
The soda water part.
Yes.
And it's just the syrup. Does
Correct.
Quick Trip have that?
Yes. Yep. Next time you go to Quick Trip, look at it.
They have cherry
I will.
And
there's
vanilla?
Cherry. There's vanilla. There might be another vanilla.
There might
it's
be blueberry
good.
Or blue raspberry or something.
Something nasty.
Okay.
But yes.
Okay.
We're on the same page.
I'm sorry.
I'll try it.
I guess I've never wandered
We're
to that
We're in the
corner.
same chapter. Same page.
Anyways, those big machines that you can get different types from is a fucking game
Correct.
Changer.
Yeah? You use it? I feel like I always get the same thing no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Fanta, zero sugar, strawberry.
Oh, strawberry Fanta.
Okay,
okay. Go ahead.
I'm ready.
Sorry,
so,
he did so
no,
much planning.
It's
and
actually funny that we're just trying to get on the same page because that's kind of what we're... Wow!
Oh,
we're throwing candy.
That's a catch.
We're trying to get...
In the NFL, that wouldn't be a catch.
I caught that too, actually.
Nice. Good job.
I'm like, Odell.
Yeah. Tiny fingers, they're easy.
I don't know. Candy
good
coach.
Dexterity.
That looked weird.
Are they the hard ones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like so first thing I have for us, kind of going along the lines of getting on the same page, so this is kind of funny. We're going couch versus couch here.
Oh, yes.
We're going to play the meet in the middle game. So this is three, 2-1, counting down. You're trying to just get to the same word. I know you guys have seen
this.
Oh,
I love this game.
I've never
You're
seen
saying
this.
Random words. 3-2-1, you both say
we
a random word.
We would call it mind meld.
Yep. You're I've trying to meet in the middle at the end of it. So you guys are saying the word at the same time, trying to get to the same thing.
So basically we... Like, no prompting. You say whatever word comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you say,
Couldn't
whatever I say, we try
quick?
To find that, like, something that connects what? It. And we,
Not really.
We want to try to
well,
say
I mean,
the same word.
Wouldn't we just kind of
mentally I think we just
decide
have to
always
start,
to go in one person's direction?
Nick, have you ever played this before?
Uh-uh. I've never seen this.
Okay. Well, we'll start.
I already think I know how to win, though.
Fast. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm not really good
okay.
at games.
So you guys, does he give you a word?
No.
No. So we just, you're not giving us, like, any sort of, like, prompting?
No. I'll give you a countdown. So I give a countdown, and they just say random words.
Oh, sweet. Okay, let's see it.
All right.
I'm going to crush you guys.
What I'm going to do, because this is couch versus couch, the easiest way to do this is I'm going to set a timer for 60 seconds. Because I don't like when people sit here and you each say a word, and then it takes 4 minutes for them to say the next fucking word.
So we have to kind of like look at each other.
Yep.
We have to just say random words?
You'll okay. We're trying to say the same word at some point. So, okay, for example... If I say pizza and you say
pizza.
French fries.
Pizza fry?
Basically.
Sure.
I
sure.
was like, that's such a bad
okay.
example.
Singular word is more likely to land.
If I say
so much strategy to this. I love
like
it.
If
okay.
I say Nike and you say basketball, we could say like Jordan.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're trying to find that common
pizza fry.
Okay.
There we go.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you guys... I'll go a minute and a half.
Okay,
I feel like a minute's
first,
a little fast.
The first word can be literally
this.
Anything.
I hope so.
Okay.
So I'm going to count you down and then I'm going to go 3, 2, 1 and we're starting. Okay?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Cat.
Alani.
No.
Wait, did they just blow?
Nope. Cat and Alani.
Alani.
Who's up now?
They're still up. They keep going.
Oh.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Diet Coke.
Halloween.
Diet Coke, Halloween.
Wow. They're
going to be terrible. Ready? Three, two, one.
Candy?
No. I got scared.
You guys got a minute left. Okay. Think for, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to think.
So we'll stick with our Diet Coke and Halloween. We'll stick with that.
So we have to find something that's similar. All right,
ready?
To both those?
Yeah. Three, two, one.
Costume. Pumpkin.
Ooh, they're close. Three, two, one.
Trick or treat.
I was going to say costume when you said costume. Okay. What did we say? Pumpkin and...
We're on the Halloween theme.
Halloween theme. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Spooky. Lantern.
Okay. Ooh.
Do you guys have to do 3, 2, 1 with them or do you...
Okay. Well, they could technically do it on their own.
Okay. I have a better shot.
Two, one, skeleton.
Okay. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay.
I don't know what you're going to say. Okay.
I said Jacqueline and you said...
You guys
skeleton.
Got 20 seconds to land.
Okay, okay.
Three, two, one. Candy.
Skull.
Oh.
Three, two, one.
Reese's. Grave. Okay. we're getting further apart.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're done. Boom.
Damn.
Nice.
This game's weird.
That was hard.
I think we have a better way of doing it. I don't know how you would normally do it, so I'd like you almost to lead on this.
Is that our only round?
We're going to do best of three.
Know how to play.
We're going to do best of three. He doesn't know how to play either, so that's kind of good.
Okay, but you guys got to watch.
I did. Don't worry, we'll go back to you.
Time you guys now.
Okay. Yeah. Minute and a half.
So are you just going to give a word, and then I'll...
We're saying a word at the same time.
Okay.
We're just trying to land on something in the middle.
Do we always have to say at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, so that changes all my strategies then. Yes. Okay.
Oh, God.
Gotcha. You can't base it off of what he says and 4 seconds later go,
okay.
Pumpkin.
So are you just going to count us down every time?
Pumpkin. I'm going to let Matresa do it since I did it for that one.
Okay.
And then we can.
All right, we'll see. What
next round, I'll let you guys count yourselves down the whole time.
Three, two, one. You have a minute and a half.
Lion.
Food. Lion. Three, two, one.
Meat. Tiger.
Meat. Tiger. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Chicken. Steak. Ooh, chicken, steak. Chicken, keep going. Steak.
Three, two, one.
Chicken beef. Fried steak.
Fuck.
It's beef,
chicken
word
fried
egg.
Steak. Yeah, one word. Singular
one
words.
Word. My bad.
Three, two, one.
Food. T-bone.
I'm just going to say food. Okay. T-bone. Food.
Three.
You can't say steak because you already said steak.
Maybe you can't repeat.
Counting, sorry.
I got a strategy here. I think you'll catch on to it.
Okay.
Keep going.
Three, two, one.
Filet mignon.
Broccoli. Okay. You're just going. This is not my best. Yeah.
That's all right. We'll
you
got to
go
out.
Singular words.
Well, that's, I don't know.
40 seconds, guys.
Okay. Right. Oh. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Ribeye.
Fuck yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'm psyched. God, I was like, I don't know how many more steaks I know.
Let's
say they need to look at each other.
Oh,
I was like, good thing I didn't go porter.
Woo! Yeah.
One nothing.
You guys had 30 seconds
what's
left,
up?
So it took you a minute. Good job.
Yeah. All right.
I don't really want to do this.
Okay.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Oh,
it's
now we know strategy. We got this.
Okay. We have to be really broad, I think, to start.
Broad's being broad. New podcast name.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
I'll let you guys count yourselves down, so then it's more teammate. But three, two, one.
Shoes.
Breakfast.
Mm. Ooh, breakfast shoes. I'm just going to comment from the side.
Yep.
I like this. Is that how commentators feel? It's so freeing to just watch everybody else perform.
So shoes, breakfast.
Wasting so much time.
Oh.
This should just be
rapid fire. I don't know what side you're leaning on, but.
Okay, you have a word?
I don't know if we're on the same side.
Probably not.
Okay.
Wow.
Frick. Three, two, one, eggs.
Wheaties.
Oh.
You say weenies?
Weenies.
Eggs and weenies. All right.
Eggs and weenies.
Eggs and weenies.
Okay.
Three, two, one,
cereal.
Frosted Flakes.
Ooh.
Oh, you're close.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Tiger!
Wow, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is rough.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
Okay, wait,
45 seconds left.
Okay.
We gotta get
three,
down to a
two, one.
Tony! Milk!
Tony the Tiger!
Milk!
I don't know what. Okay.
30 seconds.
Broad.
Three, two, one. Bowl.
Did you guys get it?
They got it.
Oh, man.
They had
27
seconds left.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So we're trying to get them before 27.
Okay. Maybe we just go down to a minute. I feel like that would put us all in a rush.
I'm sweating.
I think we
can do that for the last round if we lose.
Oh, we get the same amount of time.
If we win this one, it's over.
Yeah.
Because we killed.
Yep.
I'm learning.
What was our
he
first
was learning
time?
Too.
Well,
we thought we were going
time.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
We went over time the first
so
round.
So, Matresa, just you guys had 27 seconds left.
Wait, that was your practice
left.
Round, wasn't it?
Yeah,
kind of.
Okay. Okay, I'll get you just a minute. You said a minute and a half.
Minute and a half.
We got a minute and a half, so you guys get a minute and a half.
So, we just, if
when
we
you
get
me to start it,
it, basically, if we get in a minute, we win this game.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm going to start it in 3, 2, 1, start it.
Jim.
Dog. Sorry.
Jim Dog.
Jim Dog, whatever.
That's, we'll restart, because that was way too easy.
Yeah.
Well, so
okay.
Let me restart.
Yeah, I'll think of a different word.
You got to say your word, right? As we
yeah, my bad.
Three,
I didn't
two,
know
one.
We were going by her countdown.
Oh.
Go ahead.
We'll go on us after that.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Water.
Belt.
Water belt.
Oh, you baby.
Okay.
You want to count us?
Yep.
Go ahead.
3, 2, 1.
River.
Swim trunks. Swim trunks. River. 3, 2, 1.
Tubing.
Floaty. Fuck.
Tubing.
Floaty.
You got excited.
Go ahead. We can't say anything,
I have
right?
Nothing.
That's all right. We got this.
3, 2, 1.
Kayak.
River kayak. Oh, okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
Paddle.
Row. Oh!
What'd you say?
Row.
Oh, it's so close.
Row, paddle.
Okay.
All
right. We can do this.
Yeah.
I think we got
3, 2, 1.
Swim.
Paddle boat. Paddle boat, swim. Okay. How much time do we have?
You're at 43 seconds.
Oh, shit.
Grace, come
3, 2, 1.
Float.
Drown. Drown, oh. Float.
Okay.
Oh. Come on. 3, 2, 1. Bob.
I had nothing. I was going to say swim again.
30
damn
seconds.
Damn it, that would be good.
Oh,
okay,
we're
we
done.
Got this. We got, wait.
We only had 3. We they
you guys
won
have
that
just
round.
Reached 20 seconds.
Fuck.
Damn it.
Trying.
That was harder.
Yeah.
Keep trying. You have 20 seconds.
Okay, wait, let's keep going. Okay, what you were on Bob, and I didn't have
Bob,
anything on
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I
anything.
Had swim. Okay, yeah, swim
blank.
Bob.
Swim yep. Bob.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Life
backstroke.
Jacket. Backstroke.
Know.
Nice.
3,
go ahead.
2, 1.
Front
butterfly.
Stroke.
Fuck.
What did you guys say?
Go ahead.
3, 2, 1.
Breaststroke. Yes.
Yeah,
oh, I knew we
second.
Could get there.
1 second.
Hell yeah.
We lost.
Count it.
We lost the round.
I'm
we
shocked
got.
With how
all
long
right,
it guys
lost,
took.
That means
it
we get
took
to do another round,
to
right?
Say, like,
I like this game.
Yeah.
Swim.
I know.
Yeah. What?
I'm surprised you guys didn't say like swim.
I don't
almost
know.
Well, we said swim at one point, but we weren't on the same page.
But then he said drown. No, you said float.
He said float. I
said drown.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We were so close.
And you're like, oh no, we got this. Float, drown. Bob.
Bob in the middle.
Bob.
Bob.
All right.
Oh. Damn it. Okay, going down to a minute for the last round.
Oh, we're doing it again, motherfucker.
Yeah, because it's 1-1 now.
Okay.
You guys hear about that guy with no arms and no legs that was found in the pond? Name's
nope.
Bob.
You know what Bob spelled backwards is?
What?
Bob.
Oh, my God. Bam, you know what that's bam. Called when something's spelled backwards and forwards the same? Palindrome. Okay, next one.
Nice. Okay, you guys ready?
Okay. No.
Oof.
Okay.
All right.
I don't even know if this is good listening, but I'm having fun.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Cars.
Soup. Car soup.
We're going to get here. We've talked about this.
Okay.
So much time.
3, 2, 1. Ford.
Oil.
What did he say?
I don't know. Matresa, what'd you say?
Ford.
Ford.
And she said
Ford.
Oil.
Oh.
3, 2, 1. Escape.
Dealership.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Okay. I know where you're going. Okay.
Now I'm lost.
Now
not
let's
enough.
Go with your, let's go with you're going. Okay.
What the fuck are we doing?
3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Chevy.
Focus.
Fuck.
Now I know how you think, though. That
oh,
makes
wait.
Sense.
3, 2, 1. Fiesta. Oh, no.
See, you
I
got to think about always
Ford's.
Going.
Okay, okay.
Did
you get
okay. It? What you
yeah,
had.
Yeah, nope. I was.
You got
15
seconds.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Dodge.
Malibu. Okay.
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Impala.
Oh, my
four,
God.
3, 2, 1.
Silverado.
No, you. That was such a cheat.
Yeah.
I cheated.
Emily's like, she's like kangaroo. You're like kangaroo. Yeah.
I cheated so bad.
You got it.
Okay.
Wow. I literally tried to jump me this switch one to four to escape. So
I was gonna say, I was gonna say traverse.
So if we can score on this, yeah. We win.
Correct.
So we've been going two different strategies, and I think
yeah.
That's why
that was,
sure.
So funny.
Was rough on the last one.
Yep.
I forced the strategy on the first one.
Okay.
I'm always on my own.
I'll go with you. I'll try to mix more. We'll see where we get.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Here.
I want to have a full strategy convo after this. Okay. You guys are listening to this. You have to play this. This is super fun.
Okay, I used
guys.
To play
take
this
take a video and send it to
I
us.
I used to play this for hours with my
really?
Friends in college.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, it seems like
it's a really good road trip game.
And a good
I
game
believe
for
it.
Kids, too.
One day we're going to play the game Fishbowl. I'll teach you guys that one.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Camera.
Sports. Sports camera. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I thought he said camera.
Camera.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Photography. Fuck yeah.
Wow. We crushed that.
That was really good.
I thought one of you guys was going to say Stettler.
I was going to go lens, but I was like, no, that's just another camera part. That's
nice
awesome.
Job. That was actually good. Dude.
Sports photography.
What was your first one? You said sports for the
sports.
Version?
You said camera.
Yeah, dude. Sports we camera. Combined them too. Photography.
That's kind of Noggin. The whole aspect of the game.
Was that what Jackson Darton Scatabo were doing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
Oh, that was great.
And everybody's like, they communicate like pit bulls. Hell yeah.
Oh, that's from Finding Nemo. Noggin.
Noggin.
I don't know.
Dude.
Dude.
Finding Nemo's.
I think that's it. Give me a fin.
Give me a fin. Dude.
Dude.
That was sweet. That was, great. That was a fun game. I can't believe I've never played that before.
What was the strategy over there? Anything?
Yeah. Luck.
Luck.
Okay. Luck. So I think there was two different, like, he was going off of mix the words and find the most common thing. Like, he was shocked that you guys, when
you said
car and soup.
You said car, soup, and we don't go gas.
Why would soup and gas?
My brain also
where does
didn't
soup
work
and
that
gas
way,
go together?
You're, well, that's why I said oil.
You're combined. That's acceptable. I'll give you that. Because
I was like,
you're
what do cars eat? They eat oil.
They eat oil.
There you go.
Okay.
And we eat soup.
Whereas I think the other strategy, like if I had wanted to be bully on the camera one, then I just would have kept saying camera parts until you got to the same camera part mm-hmm. or something like that. That's what I did with the steak one.
That's kind of how you guys were with the cars. You were just in the category.
I know. I cannot believe I forgot about my baby Ford Fiesta.
And your escape, your dream escape.
Yep. Yeah.
I wonder how they settled on the watermelon Sour Patch Kid, because it is by far the best one.
For sure.
Have you ever had the fruit combo one, though? The peach ones are decent.
No.
How fast was that last round for us?
Like
12 seconds.
Yeah.
Sweet. Good shit.
Oh, man.
That's great.
Well, my mood is
like
ruined.
A 14-year-old on prom night, right?
Getting lucky?
No, 12 seconds.
Oh.
We'll get the next one.
Yeah.
What now?
It's kind of both. We met in the middle again.
Yeah, we met in the middle.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What now?
I'm going to keep going with, I have a question in the middle, but I think we're in game mode a little bit.
Yeah, I'm feeling psyched right now.
Oh, I was excited for this question.
Oops, sorry,
also, I just
Driz.
Like winning. And anytime we face off against them, we win.
Well, so this last one, I'm not in this game, but this is solos here. So what we're going to do.
Ooh, me versus you guys.
Huh?
All three of us are individual teams?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys are going to be setting your mics down in your lap. I'm going to say a word. Emily knows
what
I'm going to say.
This is my favorite game that my...
The first person, and you're not all just... You got to actually think of something. First person, you're reaching down, picking up your mic, and you're singing a song with that word.
This is what my basement yard boys do.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're going to be yelling over each other a lot.
If you, well, so I'm going to, you're going to pause, and I'm going to say who actually got their mic first.
Oh,
so we're
okay,
not that
gotcha.
Close.
So don't just jump into it.
No.
So are we like.
Yeah. Hands are up.
Hands are up.
Hands are up. I'm going to say a word, picking up your mic. I'll tell you who's singing, but it's going to be fast because you only have 5 seconds to start singing your song, and you got to actually sing it. We're not bullshitting this, okay?
Okay. So I can't go like.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what my strategy was.
I don't know what to say.
Nope.
That's exactly what my strategy was going
to be. All right. Okay. We ready? 3, 2, 1, love.
I will always love you.
Boom.
Nice.
Oh, that's so good.
Okay.
So how many songs about love? And I couldn't think of one.
Round one is done. Remember, if you have comments after, to pick up your mic, or else we're not going to pick up any extra commentary. Fire.
I set fire to the rain.
Ooh. That was good. Give me half a second to tell you who won it. That was close.
Can I still sing mine?
You can sing yours.
This girl is on fire.
That's what I was thinking.
He actually sang it, though, so
he
I would
did
do
sing
that.
It. He did sing it. Okay.
Guys, I'm not a songbird.
You're what?
Song. I said I'm not a songbird.
Can you guys actually sing?
Absolutely not.
No,
well,
I can rap, but I can't sing.
I can't at all. Can you sing?
No, I said I can rap, but I can't sing.
Oh, you can rap? Yeah. So you just told us that rapping is not singing. I'm glad we clarified that on this podcast.
Nice. Okay.
Well, that's two different sounds.
Okay.
You don't have to have a high voice to rap.
Ready? Hands up. Emily. 3, 2, 1. Baby. Emily.
Damn it.
Baby.
Ooh, baby, that was baby. Baby. Oh,
yes.
Like, I was.
That was the song I was going for.
Shout out, wait, JP. But you said wait, so I was like.
You're close.
But Tracy, you need to get on this.
I don't have fast enough reflexes.
You just trust yourself.
I don't have fast enough reflexes.
She's like, I'm trying to reach, and my hands just won't go.
Yeah.
My arms are too long. Oh, we're on the same page here. Wow. Can that count?
Can that count? Oh, that's funny. Okay. All right, hands are up. Dance, Nick.
Just dance. Do, 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 do.
I'm not giving it to you.
No.
You
that
said
is
two
not.
Words.
Just dance. It's going to be okay.
Damn it.
Do, 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 just dance.
You are better at singing than me, too. Fuck.
Oh, you just gave her an alley-oop right there.
I think I switched songs on the hum, too.
I know you did. I was like, what are you saying?
I was trying to remember the dance monkey, but it's literally
dance,
dance,
monkey,
dance,
dance
monkey,
monkey, dance
yeah.
monkey.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. That's what it says,
that
monkey?
Funny.
Yeah, it's
God,
called dance
a great
monkey.
Game.
All right. It is currently, Emily has 3, Matresa has 1, because Nick decided to just.
I thought Nick got 1.
You have no points. Stronger.
What Nick? Doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Wow. You guys crushed that.
Nick actually had his mic first.
Yeah, and mine was going to be, because I'm stronger than yesterday. Something, something, something.
I don't know that song.
I don't
way.
Think I know that song.
I don't know that song either.
Loneliness can't kill me anymore or something like that.
Okay.
So he doesn't actually know the words.
We're going to go.
No, I don't know the words of any songs.
Kim and Trace and I get a half
point. Except for Gasoline and Matches.
Yep. We're going to go. We'll go half a point over there. That's fine. I need it. They are bullying you. Okay. Rain.
I set fire.
Calm it down. Emily can't pause her
song.
Come
too.
Back. Yeah. I love Adele.
I stopped because I didn't know if you caught it first or not, but maybe she did.
That's okay.
No, Emily was
Emily's
last.
Just stacking points no. like a bully right now. She is.
Yeah, but I got it.
That one goes to nobody.
Oh, like, wait, shoot. Am I supposed to like
your mom's
stop?
Like, hey, let your brothers and sisters get some eggs on Easter.
Can
oh,
I,
sorry, I'm
I
too
can I actually
fast.
Tell you guys a story?
Yes.
That you were a
really
problem
quick.
Child
we
in elementary
a,
school?
Yeah.
So we had a game called Disney Scene It growing up, like the Scene It games, but it was Disney specific. I have never lost a game. And that
really?
Is like, yeah.
Oh, I'd crush
and
you at Disney.
We have played.
I would.
I really think that I would
beat you. Is it like a
you.
Game of video clips or is it
yeah,
a game of.
Yeah, it's like
of,
you've put in the DVD and stuff.
Oh, shit. We got to find a DVD player.
My parents still Blu-ray, have the game, probably. I bet.
Yeah.
I'll bring it in. We can play sometime.
I would be horrible.
I will
I
challenge
would
you on
crush you like a bug.
When I was in college, I downloaded all Disney movies that were ever made because you could download torrents back then. You remember that? What?
Matrix
okay,
just
were,
wants to play.
When you were in college, oh I think they just released the original Snow White. So
oh,
there were like two
okay.
movies.
That was 1937. Anyways, all right. That was the original Snow White, I think.
Oh, we're going again. Everybody's yes. ready.
Give me a Disney.
No.
Night. Yep. Nope.
Damn it.
Just
I knew
how
the song
fast
too.
The night changes.
Shout out 1D.
Yeah,
I've
One Direction. Peace
I
and love.
I knew where it was when Matresa came.
Damn it.
That weird
sucks because
is.
I couldn't think of any other words
this,
to that All Night
this,
Longer song. All I could think
Nick.
Was All Night Longer.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That
would have been
heck?
Fine.
Yeah,
I would have given you that.
I was trying to think of a song to rap.
I would have given
day
you that.
Day and night.
One.
God.
What? Like all your songs you like. What the hell?
Day and
day
night.
Night.
Yeah, you're right. What?
Oh, that was
Kid
Cudi's
awesome.
I toss and turn. I keep stressing my mind.
Yes.
What?
I look for peace, but.
She loves this.
Okay, so it is currently 4.5, Emily. Matresa has 1.5. Nick, you have 1. Okay.
Good answer.
Oh,
good answer.
Took me all night long.
Family Feud.
Yeah.
All right. We ready? Mm-hmm. Forever. Emily, or Emily, sorry. Matresa.
Oh, she's done.
Forever young.
Damn it.
I want
to
be
I'll give it
forever
to her. I'll give it
young.
To her. Young.
Do you really one. Want to live
forever?
Yep. I'll give that to you. That was my fault. I said the. I threw you off.
Isn't that, didn't they redo that in Napoleon Dynamite? You could, never mind.
I
mean,
I would have no idea.
You guys have no idea
aging
that song.
Myself.
Okay.
Are we doing any more?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you asking ChatGPT?
I did earlier, yes. Shine. Emily.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Ooh. Damn it.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Where were you going?
I was going song that I don't even know is considered a song. It goes, shine bright, shine far. Don't be scared. Be a star where you live, where you are. Be a star. And that is a song that Eve, the doll played by, I think, who was that model, that black model in the 90s who was
Tyra
like
Banks.
All that? Tyra Banks. Mm. She played it in this movie where she was a doll who came to life.
Oh my God, wait, with Lindsay Lohan. Uh-huh. I love that movie. I think it was called like Life Sized or something.
Yes, it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep, that was a song.
Good movie.
Shine bright, great. Shine far. Don't be scared, be
you
a star.
You know that movie?
My sister watched it all the time and I have an insane.
You know
this
song.
Is why I would beat you at seen it. Insane memory for
seen
movies.
It. Okay. We're gonna do three more here. Okay.
God.
So then everybody knows.
Get your hands up, Nick.
A little higher. Sweet.
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline. Ba ba ba.
Nobody wants to let you talk.
I know. It's okay. This is their only chance.
Nobody wants to hear your
There's
voice.
There's actually rules where I can't talk.
There are rules.
I know.
All right. So
do I have 2 points?
You do have 2 points. So nobody's catching Emily if we're only doing three more.
We're not.
But
sure not.
We're going to do two more.
For audio listeners, I just dabbed.
I just dabbed.
I feel like you should be canceled for that.
Can you giggle?
All right. Kiss.
She want that lovey-dovey. Kiss, kiss. She want that lovey-dovey.
All I thought was, kiss me.
Oh, no.
Under the morning starlight.
You need T-Pain and Chris Brown.
Man, my voice is fucked.
Yeah, your voice is.
I need to rap more because that doesn't require singing.
I know, we need the rap songs.
Is that, what song is that? I don't even know.
I don't know what
is that a real song?
Said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was popular on TikTok for a minute. I think it's older,
who
though.
Who sings that? Yeah, it is an older song.
So
I was
weird
thinking
what songs
of,
come to mind when you
I know.
Kiss
this.
Me more. No, no, no.
Oh,
no.
Or
Kiss
Me Through the Phone.
Doja Cat and SZA.
Phone.
That is a good one. Emily just turned into a reptile for a second.
I need to stop, so then if you point obviously at him, I need to give him a chance.
I know, it's hard, though. Yeah. Everybody just gets excited. All right. Give me 2 seconds. Girl. Oh. Emily.
Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world.
There we go.
More Rihanna.
Wow.
Rihanna's
I was
going to
sing
today.
Jason Derulo.
You keep being my it girl.
Oh, yes.
Baby, you the shit girl.
Why couldn't I think of any of those?
I haven't heard that song ever.
That was a toughie.
That, technically, Emily won with 6.5. Matrace had 3.5, and Nick, you had 2.
Wow.
What we're going to do here to make this fun.
One golden tiebreaker?
We're going to do, not a golden tiebreaker.
I don't know what that
but
is.
But we're going to go with a 4-point question. I'm going to give
question?
A hard
knock
word.
Knock me off the
I'm
going to
do a hard
spot.
Word.
Oh, wait. So we're still playing the same game, though.
Yep. Same game.
Okay.
Put your hand down.
Oh, a hard word. This will be interesting. Loquaciousness.
Yeah, right?
Titillating.
Wait, I'm laughing. Don't start.
Poison.
Poison.
Song,
yes, it is. I don't remember how
she
it goes.
She doesn't know it, though.
That girl is poison.
There we go.
That's the song.
The Trace got there.
All you think it was poison.
That,
like
you
the
know
actual
that
band.
That song's not hidden for you?
No. What song is that?
It's in Pitch Perfect. I
yes,
thought that would kind of be.
And that's like the poison.
Yeah, I had to think about where it was coming from.
Man, you crushed on that.
So
man.
Did I win?
Technically, Matresa would win.
Frick yeah.
Based
oh, wow.
off of that.
Can I sad
Damn.
Dab?
You can sad dab. Oh my gosh. Okay. That
did
was
you just
great.
Invent the sad dab? Is that
Good
a thing?
Job.
I think she did.
Hey, Aaron.
Sad dab.
Aaron. Sad dabs from yeah. sad dads.
I'm thinking
nice
about
work.
All the other songs we could have done, but it is funny.
There is a
Renee
Rapp
I know.
Poison,
I feel like
poison,
that.
I'm really sad that I missed.
There's like 3 or 4 AC/DC songs we could have said in there and some Drake songs.
Yeah, like All Night Long.
And there's a. Or
Can I Sit Next to You, Girl? You know that song?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you said balls, we would have been fine, you know?
Yeah, I've got big balls.
You've
got
big
balls. We've
got
big balls. She's got big
balls. Yeah,
there we go. That was great.
I had that. Wow. I had an AC/DC tape. I think I've told you this before. Stuck in my tape player in my 1980 Monte Carlo. It was awesome.
I'm forever biased. They're the best
Yeah,
like rock
AC/DC
band
is phenomenal.
Time. There's a lot of good ones, but there's.
Although I played some AC/DC during our 1776 workout, and Jeff quietly told me, "Hey, dude, they're Australian." I was like, "Oh fuck!"
You're like, "Yeah, America."
I feel like they've been adopted into American folklore, you know?
Yeah, because I don't know if this is true. Someone that's older that's listening to this, that's not a diss, but could probably fact check this. My dad would tell me that like they wouldn't play them on the radio when he was young because they were like bad.
Oh, because they would make you move your hips and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Footloose.
Well, that was like
he said it was stupid. Yeah.
Well, that's like Elvis was basically impregnating people from the stage.
New or old?
He died pretty young.
New is Julianne Hough. Old is Kevin Bacon.
Probably new.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You've probably seen the new one. The old one. I thought Kevin Bacon was hot in that movie.
I've never seen any Footlooses.
Any of the
I always tie my shoes.
The new one was good. The new one is how I saw Miles Teller in a movie for the first time.
Miles Teller, yeah, because he's the the boys. That's a great song.
Yeah,
I think I do know Miles Teller.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to ask Matresa your question?
Oh, Jesus, it's going to be a weird switch now. But yeah, I did have a, well, my Quick Trip story was one of them.
Okay.
Who's this? Somebody sneaking in.
What's up, Taylor?
It's Taylor Hammer. Taylor, have you been on the podcast yet?
Nope.
Do you want to pop in here?
Do you want to sit?
Or not? Oh, jeez. She almost unplugged the whole thing.
The whole setup almost just went down.
Oh, I thought.
What time is it?
It's only 2:09.
Okay. Taylor, do you want to pop in? Okay.
No.
All right. So, yes, I have a question for the ladies. Ladies in the place with the style and grace. So, we were talking earlier. I got really cold during the podcast, and then he said something about it being nippy. And then I was like, how do they look? And then I thought of this question that I've always wondered, which is some women, it seems, always have their headlights on, and some women they don't. And I was wondering if you are somebody who always has their headlights on, are you aware of it? And it's like kind of a choice for them always to be showing. Have you not heard this term before? Headlights on?
I know
are
what you're saying,
are you
but I've
referring
never heard this term.
Okay. And this might be like crass, but your question
is
pretty crass.
It is crass.
Is it your nipples are hard or that you can see your nipples?
Or
your
another term that you may not have heard of is THO. That's what we called it when I was a kid, which was titty hard on. And that means your nipples are hard, yes. So, but that was my question, was because some women, it seems like the headlights are always on.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to counter
that. Is
that
a bra choice?
Because there is a former strength and conditioning coach that I will not name. Every time I saw him, his nipples were like poking out of his shirt.
Titillated.
Yeah. Yes. So I actually feel like I've never noticed it on women, but. That as soon as you
one
said
guy.
Nipples, it was like that one guy.
Was this a fit guy or was he? Did he have
guy.
Like moobs?
It was
he
the
had
same
pecs.
Guy that had his junk
pecs.
Out.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
How did he perfect
that's
that?
Funny.
No. I don't know. I would assume that like if it's something that's always going on, you just have to be okay with it.
I would I also
like
think
the fact that you guys don't have a
bras.
Definitive answer means that they don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that or like they just don't wear a padded bra that day.
Okay. But there is different clothing choices that allow it versus don't. Okay.
And obviously like the weather has something to play with it.
When I was little, my dad would
Are there people that intentionally go out trying to show that though?
Funny story.
Like like are there girls that when they get dressed to go out for like parties, they're like, I'm gonna make sure these are visible.
Because they want their nipples to show?
Not necessarily like show, but you know, like that they show if they're hard.
I don't think that's like a way to accessorize your outfit.
No.
I don't think so.
I think people now.
Think
like if you were in a video game, you'd be like, on, off, on, off.
I think you're thinking of people now that are like the no bra, like game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
they
for
just
sure.
Do
I don't
that
think
because
they
say like, oh, we don't need to wear bras.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just their body.
Yeah. I don't know.
It just depends upon the body, I think.
Okay.
And I'm sure more people, like other people are more prone to having, THOs than other.
Is that the first time you guys have heard that though?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
that's
like,
the first time you heard it too?
Women
that must have
for
been
sure
like a 90s
like
thing.
Boob jobs, because plenty of the bodybuilders I follow boob jobs and they for sure are always nipping.
Just always,
always
lights
nipping.
Are always on, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lights
got,
are
always
like,
on.
Like,
sorry.
A little plastic.
Good to know. Good thing you didn't hop in on this, Taylor. That would have been
your
first question on the podcast.
Listen to
what
this.
Was your story?
I'm actually not going to say who used to say this because maybe it wasn't good to hear as a child. I don't understand. But now that I'm older, I think it's funny. I was always told that it was colder than a witch's tit outside.
Nice.
Oh, because of their pointy hats.
Were you called that, told that to all the time? What'd you say?
I said because of their pointy hats, but I didn't. Yeah. Is that what it means?
I don't know what that is.
I've heard the term pointy hat before. Yeah, in reference to nipples.
I just remember hearing it, and then that person would be yelled at every time, being like, you can't say that with Patrice around. And I was a child.
And you're like, haha, that's funny. I'm going to tell this on a podcast.
You don't get it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, witch's hat. Yeah, it looks like
a witch's hat. Is that what it is? Colder than a witch's tit? That's what it means?
Probably.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, or maybe their tits are always cold because they're, you know, racing through the October air on a broomstick. And
I was just thinking they're evil.
There's no heat.
Could mean a lot of things.
I can't believe
that was
your question.
Do you guys remember the thing that goes like Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees? You remember that?
Yes,
nope.
Of course
nope.
I do.
I don't know what
you
you're
don't
talking
know
about.
That? Why do we know this part. And they don't?
I don't even know what you're referring to.
Because I think we're slightly from white trash families.
Maybe. Oh, okay. Last night, me and Brittany were both showing each other our childhood homes. And after I saw hers, I was like, Jesus, I grew up poor as shit. I was like, not looking at my house the same way. But... yeah, so this thing went, you would do this as a kid and you would go, what was it? Chinese is up?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
Chinese
is down.
Oh. Japanese, dirty knees, Christmas trees. Okay. Or,
oh no, we'd say look at these.
Look at these. And then you would flash people.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was
I've never heard of that
than
before.
I was, but.
Okay. Wonderful.
Or I'd get roses are red, violets are blue.
Yeah. I bet this was popular in Rice,
something's
huh?
Something's ugly and so are you. That's what I
That's rude. On the
skunks,
Ed Gein.
Skunks
or like you
stink
look
and so
like
you.
A whatever.
What
and
was.
You smell like one too.
Oh, yeah. On that Ed Gein documentary that I've been watching, he likes to make things out of his victims. And so, for example, you guys landed on the word bowl earlier, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
He took one of his victims' heads and made that into a bowl.
Like out of the skull?
Yeah, out of
skull
the skull.
Bowl.
A skull bowl.
That's super cool.
And then also,
he made like a headlight chair, didn't he?
Yeah, he fixed a chair and just sliced off this girl's
a boob
nipple and just
just the nipple.
Set it. Well, it was like nipple in the middle of the chair and then skin everywhere else.
Oh my
to fix
god,
it.
That's
and other womanly
disgusting.
Parts as
yeah.
furniture.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He froze and had kept 9 vulvas in a freezer. That was really interesting. The documentary I honestly don't recommend, but we're too deep now to stop.
I want to know what percentage of men, if you gave them an anatomical picture, could point out a vulva.
Probably not.
Probably not a lot.
I'm going to be so transparent. And I'm not judging you because I know like probably the whole world's watching that right now. I like am shocked that people like watch that stuff.
Really?
Well,
you wouldn't watch this?
No. I feel this way. I'm just telling you. I feel this way is I feel like we're like glorifying this person that should never be glorified.
Oh, so you're kind of like on the stance that like, hey, don't show the identities of these school shooters or whatever because they are.
It's like
it's glorifying popularize
people fanboy.
I almost have, but
and then they'll make
it's
copycats
good to see
and
like,
shit.
Well, this person was mentally effed up, you know, like in that aspect. But like, I think of it, there's both sides.
I've almost gotten turned away from like true crime podcasts for that same reason because it's almost like, it's really. Jarring to think about, like you're listening to people talk about like these horrific crimes, and then they cut because they're like, "And we're sponsored today by HelloFresh and like stuff like that." And it's like,
it's not
and then
funny.
they're like talking about, you know, they're like like they're making money off of like telling these people stories.
Sure.
And I mean, I'm speaking directly about like Crime Junkie, and I know that they support a lot of like different like crime organizations and like kind of like these grassroots things, which is fine. But at the end of the day, I'm like. My like listening to this grisly thing and you're putting in your sponsorship things, I'm like,
yeah,
you're making money off of talking about someone getting like horrifically
almost
murdered.
Feels
would it be interesting
like
if like as these become more popular, we get a serial killer string, like, you know, like some people grow up watching the Detroit Lions and then they want to play football. Some people watch Ed Gein documentaries and they want to be
they
serial
just have
killers
more of them.
Yeah. The copycats.
I almost, and I don't know if this is like at all true, but I know people have talked about like, oh, like I listened to so much or watched so much true crime that I could pull off a crime now. It's like, are people going to just get smarter?
Wait, well, if you already killed somebody, could you then fuck with them? Like you personally?
Like
let's say you have to assume you got to the point where you actually murdered somebody, you fucking hated them or whatever, create whatever reasons you need. They killed your mom, something, you know, that justifies it. Then. I mean, you got to dispose of the body somehow. How are you doing it?
I wouldn't cut them up or shit like that. Like,
no,
that's,
what would you do?
That's disgusting. I'm going to burn their body. Bury it?
That's less disgusting. You know,
well,
bad
I just go throw it out.
Smells much less burnt flesh.
You know,
go throw it on. You know, I know people are in the military. They say that you can throw on a military basis.
Hey, throw your dead bodies over here. No big deal. We'll put it next to the aliens.
Have you ever been on one? I haven't. You don't know what's there. I'm just kidding.
No, you're right. That's why they're top secret.
Yeah.
Huh.
No.
Okay, so Patricia would burn the body.
I probably would burn it. Yeah.
Cremate it.
I think. Gotcha. Yeah.
Have a little
maybe
funeral.
Put it in a nice urn, memorialize
it. Disrespectful, right?
Yeah. You killed my mom, but I don't hate you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if I had the stomach, I would actually try to get as many pieces as possible and spread them out wherever.
Oh.
But I wouldn't have the stomach for it.
They call that the chum bucket. They don't. I just made that up.
You know what that's from?
What?
SpongeBob.
Plankton.
Yeah.
You knew that?
I knew that. I've seen it. I just don't know all the references. I know that fun is something you do together.
F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me.
Wow.
N is for anywhere and anywhere.
Put it back in the box. Put it back in the box.
And then he goes, F is for fire.
That burns everything.
Down. U is for uranium. Bombs.
N is for no survivors.
Stellar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
SpongeBob's the goat. You never let your kids watch that. You're messed up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So what'd you say you would do?
Anyways,
oh, the chum bucket.
Sure.
The chum bucket. That's crazy.
Yeah. Chum bucket. What would you do?
You can go first.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea. Is it Dahmer that did the acid baths? The chemist in me really likes that.
The chemist.
That'd be kind of cool. Well, that'd be good. Keep burning them in a way.
He tried to make
zombies. You could probably put their body
acid.
In Coca-Cola and it'd
he
be fine. What's
up? He tried to make zombies. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. Like, that's why he had the acid.
How would you do that?
He would drill holes in their skull, and he'd put acid, like, into, like, where their brain sits. And so he thought the acid would turn them into zombies.
Ew.
And then they would just die,
See,
obviously.
What I'm saying. These people are freaking psychotic. Gross. What would you do?
What just happened to you?
Because she's explaining to me what Dahmer used to do back in his day.
To make the zombies, how he did it.
What would I do?
Yeah, what would you do?
To make a zombie?
If you killed somebody, what would you do with the body?
I mean, my first answer also is I'd put them in a fire too. But then, I start thinking about the documentaries and stuff and just how, I mean, people freeze them. You put them in a barrel.
Like, ooh.
That one's really weird.
Where'd you get the barrel?
That's Dahmer too.
You want a barrel and dig them deep in the ground.
Yeah. Or I saw somebody that we watched something where somebody killed somebody and then put them in like a barrel or something and then buried the body in that person's backyard.
What?
We searched that one. That I was like, what the fuck?
That's so smart, though.
Yeah. So that
I
was
like
interesting.
That.
Put it in their own
But they
house.
Were looking at like drone pictures or something, and you could tell that over time that little spot was like discolored compared to the rest. So that's how that got found.
It's crazy. It's crazy of how like things get caught, whether it's like, oh, this street camera caught it just at that right time that they were driving by, or that the discoloration occurred. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Like that.
I like seeing that side of how like things get caught.
With Ring cameras and stuff now, like that's how people are getting caught with stuff. It's like their neighbors are catching it on camera.
You know what the fuck? Kids aren't going to be able to get in trouble anymore. I saw something the other day where it was like, I could never be a kid now with my mom knowing my location of my phone and the Ring camera on the front door all the time.
Well, that's
I feel like that's going to be bad for people.
I told you that those kids like broke into the lot that my parents own. The kid just finally got charged. This was last like Halloween. And my parents only caught it because they had him on camera and he was like breaking through the windows and they were talking.
Nice.
Like, and they were talking
my
about his name and who was doing it.
My friends who came over and painted pumpkins this week, the morning of that day. So Tuesday morning, my friend was at work. And she got a notification, like a person detected on her Ring camera. And the Ring camera is in their basement of their rental. So she goes to look because she knew that her boyfriend wasn't home. And she looks and it's this guy walking in. And they think he had like a screwdriver or something. And that's how he unlocked the door. And he like walks around. Apparently he digs through this tote full of tools, like my friend's boyfriend's tools. He's got some nice stuff in there, like sawzalls and drills that cost like upwards of a couple $100s. He grabs the cheapest drill out of that entire bucket and leaves. So obviously he didn't know what he was looking for.
She should have yelled at him through the fucking Ring camera. I would be doing that.
They don't have the microphone one. But it was really funny because they called like their neighbor who lives like on the floor above them to go down and look. And so she showed me on the Ring camera. Because it's maybe like 10 minutes later, he comes down. He's like this really big guy. He comes down with a hammer and he opens the door. He's like this. And I was like, if anyone was left, they would have just begged to die because that would have been the scariest thing I'd ever seen. The guy was gone, but I was like, that's so scary.
Okay, Taylor. That's wild though. Isn't it creepy to think that somebody just sneak into your house?
I feel like
I leave the front door unlocked all the time.
Bring it up more.
Do you guys lock your houses down before you leave?
Yes.
Didn't we talk about this one time?
Yes, who doesn't?
I don't know. I almost never check my doors. My sliding glass door is open. My front door is open.
I wouldn't be telling that.
You know how many times I've left my garage door open most of the night and then the door to the garage is open?
I've done that.
In college, my roommates and I, we would like never lock our doors.
Yeah, I moved here so I wouldn't have to lock my doors.
Girls living in a house.
What, do you lock your cars?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin produces like the most fucking serial killers. And you're like,
yeah.
Well, it's the best place to leave it open.
You can't trust anybody.
Yeah, isn't that creepy to think that, like, when you're driving home tonight, you could just look in the back and there'd be a face there? Oh, it's fucked up. Don't think about that.
I
mean,
I check my whole car every time I get in.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Must suck to be a girl,
we should just scare her one time.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got to get out of here.
Good thing you can't get into my car.
Are you talking about on the podcast or we got to get out of the car?
The podcast.
All right. That'll be fun. No, I had one last question. Real quick, this would be a rapid fire, but I can't get it out of my head. If you were stuck on a boat with somebody and you had to eat them to survive, could you do it?
No.
Let's say you don't have to figure out how to kill them. They're already dead.
Is there any type of
way
that you can...
But you can't even cook them.
Yeah.
That was going to be my next question. No. Let's say you're on a yacht and it's just drifting. So you have a propane grill.
So you might have other...
You could catch fish.
You could catch fish.
Assuming you're on a yacht, assuming they have like some sort of kitchen.
Wow, I didn't even think
you
through that.
You say you?
No, I said look at you.
Oh,
look at
you. I said you. Oh, ew. You,
ew.
You
fish
human?
Are gross, but Harold, hell yeah.
No, I Why wouldn't. I think no. I would just lay next
like
to them and
would
die.
Be on a boat.
Yeah, on a
Depends
yacht.
Upon who it is. Otherwise, maybe I'd just throw them overboard.
Oh my God.
Wait a second. Where do we all sit in that
Did you hear
classification?
What I said? No, I said I don't know who I'd be with, but I was saying either I'd lay next to them and just die too, or I'd throw them off the side.
Could you eat West?
No.
No?
Mm. I would lay next to him and
I feel like I'd kind of be more okay eating
eat.
My significant other.
I don't even think I could eat my cat.
Really?
Came down to it. No.
Well, would you eat Griswold?
I bet. Oh, a little grilled Griz would be awesome. Are you serious?
Oh my God.
I stick a.
He opens his eye for the first time in a fucking hour
man.
And a half.
Buddy,
he,
I'm going to adopt you like
imagine,
right now.
Imagine, like, he's been beefing up. He's got those fatty deposits all over. I bet the marbling on that guy
is
great.
Like you know how there is like child support services, or not child support,
child protective services.
How is there pet protective services?
Yeah.
I think
it's called animal control.
Animal control for Nick. We need to call animal control on Nick because he's wild.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I know. We're overheating, aren't we?
No, we're good.
Whatever.
Did you
There's
have anything else or were they just the game?
Was that dumb question?
No, we got to go because members are coming in too. But
yeah, we're getting close.
Any last thoughts on cannibalism or your ability to eat your significant other?
Yep. Or word matching.
I think you got to go home and clean your brain out a little bit.
I just think about things. Like, you know what? You're going to end up in that situation. You're going to be sitting there in indecision and fucking die. Whereas I already made my decision. You know?
Okay.
Then I decide to die.
I would never put myself in that situation.
What if you got, like, what if you absorbed, like, all their powers and thoughts and stuff like that? That's in a show, isn't it?
Who has
Heroes?
Powers and
yeah,
thoughts?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, let's say you, like, I die, you eat me, and all of a sudden you take on, like,
I'm 6'4"?
My way of thinking.
Well, we don't want
your
way of thinking.
But you also get slightly stronger.
And 6'4". That's all I care about.
No. You can't transform your body, but you can take on,
Stettler.
Like, in
No, then I really
but, like,
don't care.
How would I not take your height, but then get your strength?
Because it's my game. That's the only reason
okay.
I have for this.
But wouldn't we still die soon since you were born like 150 years ago?
Damn it. Yes.
What did you say?
I said, wouldn't we still die soon since you were born 150 years ago?
LOL.
Nice.
Speaking of dying 150 years ago, Tyler and I are currently rewatching all the Twilight movies, and we're on the last one.
Worst movies ever made. Fucking horrible movies.
They're not.
The book's actually terrible, too. I've
I was
going to
say
them,
some of
them,
I'm not going to say.
I read,
it,
so fun fact, Twilight was like one of the first full book series I read. I read it between the like summer of fifth grade and sixth grade and into sixth grade. And I wrote a book report in sixth grade about Breaking Dawn.
Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Team Edward.
Tyler could not be the farthest thing.
The farthest?
Farthest.
He could not be the farthest thing from Edward.
No,
you
I know.
About those two? Like,
but
sulking
like,
Edward.
Rewatching the movies, though, I was like, because Tyler, he always has to be different. So he's like, Team Jacob. And we watched it this most recent time through, and I was like, Jacob is such a little whiny bitch. I can't even help it. It's like, how does anyone like him?
Yeah.
Like, he's genuinely annoying.
He is cuter than Edward, though. Edward's
he really is.
As
I think
Taylor
looks wise, Taylor Lautner is more attractive than Robert Pattinson. However,
by a long shot.
Yeah. But
pause.
Do you guys ever look at those like things where people like on TikTok will post like my childhood crush and then like their like significant other like looks just like their childhood crush?
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, I watched part of these movies. I've never watched the full thing, but it was with this girl I dated in college. Hi, Kels.
You dated a lot of people. I've
been alive for 150 years. Yeah. Slut. Don't slut shame me. But I started watching the first one. And I was like, okay, well, where's the werewolves? So, you know, we got partway through. I was like, when do the werewolves come in? That's not till the second one. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Let's put in the second one. I want to watch them fight. Then I was like, okay, well, when do they fight? And she's like, that's not till the third one. Oh, I was like, well, what the fuck? Okay, well, let's watch the third one. Then we put in the third one. I'm like, all right, well, when do Jacob and Edward fight? And she goes, oh, they don't. He ends up falling in love with his daughter or something. And I was like, fuck this. I'm done. I'm like, how do you miss out on a werewolf vampire fight?
They get into some like verbal squabbles.
Oh, yes. Oh.
But
yes.
I swear
that is what we want.
Strongly written letters.
I don't know. I'm the wrong
verbal squabbles.
Yes. Yeah.
I wrote you an angry poem.
Squabble up.
Dear Edward.
But no, that just reminded me because I was like, I think we asked the question of if you would want to live forever. And I said no. And because vampires obviously don't die unless they're killed.
I wouldn't want to because of how this world's going
to
be in like
you have to live
30,000 years. I'm good.
That's kind of sad.
I would just be like, I get so lonely,
forever
I think.
Forever young, I want to be.
Nice. And that's how we're going to take it out. Nice. Guys, that was trailer talk taken out on Matresa's Sultry Tunes. That's all I got. Oh, wait, where can we find you guys real quick? Sultry Tunes? Is that
Instagram at MatresaFit, MatresaFit. Almost forgot how to spell my name. Yep. And then I'm on TikTok at Sneakerhead Matt. You can spell that out.
Yeah. I'm on Instagram at EmilyEkholm.
Nice.
I was trying to do it your way.
Into a jingle.
Yeah. Instagram and TikTok at @SJH_lab. Nicholas?
Ooh, is that new?
Yes.
Okay.
Lab?
Interested. We'll talk about that
later. He said it on the last podcast, too.
Really?
Where were you?
Mm-hmm. You can find my personal stuff at @Nick_ Byom, Byom. But if you want to find any of our business stuff and more information about actual fitness and nutrition, you can find us at Strength101 on Instagram, on TikTok, and on the YouTube. Okay, we're losing them. That is Trailer Talk. Peace out.